Welcome to today's Let's Talk Indianola. I'm Andrew Swadner. On today's program, we talk with Janelle Crow with H&R Block in Indianola about changes in the tax code.
It's never a fun time of the year, but obviously there are some changes to the tax code. People are getting ready to pay their taxes. What are some of the biggest changes that people should be aware of this upcoming tax season?
This season, they want to be aware that due to the PATH Act, millions of returns will be again delayed when filed in January and early February. This is to prevent identity theft and refund fraud. At the block office, we do still offer the refund advance. That can be helpful in that situation. The other thing, business owners are going to deduct 100% of their health insurance premiums. So that's going to be helpful. Also, there's what we're nicknaming the pass-through deduction, up to 20% of their business revenue. So that will be helpful to your business owners. There are changes, other changes to the self-employed and partnerships that will be looked at. So the big changes this year are going to be in dependent care and deductions. If you are claiming a dependent, child or disabled parent, you can now deduct up to $3,000 of expenses if you hire a caregiver. Also, child tax credit, additional child tax credit, and ODC is the new credit, which is other dependent credit, will be included in the PATH Act returns that are held and reviewed, but the limits have been changed. So you now are eligible for $2,000 of child tax credit per child rather than $1,000. So that's a bonus. The new ODC or other dependent credit gives you $500 per dependent, and that is for an older child or parent that you might be caring for. So you lose them at 17 on child tax credit. You then get the $500 if they're still in college and at home, that kind of thing.
All right. Well, let's jump right back to the beginning and talk about people who do file their taxes earlier. Last year, they did get them back a little bit later. But overall, the identity theft protections, I think it went overall very well. And obviously, people got their money back, I guess. How did that overall go?
We thought it went very well. We also expected the delays to go a little longer than they did. I think the IRS did a really good job of getting everything processed. On that note, I would caution that you want to make sure you have documentation for the credits you're taking. Making it through the first pass-through doesn't mean you won't get an informational audit later.
You also mentioned some changes to those who are self-employed and those offering health insurance. I guess, overall, how much do you think that's going to help the people who own the small businesses this year and people who are self-employed?
I think it's going to be very helpful. So you're going to have your regular deductions and expenses, that health care you might be purchasing for yourself or your employees, then you get up to that $3,000 in assistance and the 20% pass-through.
All right. And then obviously some of the other deductions for childcare as well. You talked about those. How are those different than in the past? Again, just once more, I know you talked about the increase from $1,000 to $2,000. Just talk about some of the other changes.
So the changes this year are mostly in either amount of credit that you can get. For example, the child tax credit, $1,000 to $2,000 per child. The other difference is they have changed the phase out limits. So you're not only did you get a new tax bracket where you may be paying 10% or 12% instead of 15, but you also get a new phase out where the child tax credit now doesn't phase out until 200,000 for a single individual and 400,000 for married filers.
What are some of the biggest mistakes people make when they come in to file their taxes come the new year that maybe are easily correctable that people should know about?
I would say not having your documents. If you're going to claim it as income or if you're going to claim it as an expense or deduction, you need to have the paperwork. We need the receipt. We need the W-2. We need the 1099. We need your mortgage statement. If you're claiming medical expenses, you got to have the receipts.
All right. And one final time, what should people bring in at the bare minimum? Obviously, there is a lot more things they can bring in at the bare minimum. What should people bring in if they're ready to come do their taxes?
They want to bring a valid ID. Valid driver's license or state ID, and they want to bring in their documents for income expenses. They want to bring in any documents for any strange situation they might have, and often bring their financial advisor's phone number with them in case we have questions about investments, stocks, trades, etc.
Thanks to Janelle Crow for joining us on today's program. You can find today's news 24 hours a day at KNIAKRLS.com.